Hello, this is Cody.
Hey, Cody, this is John with Local Splash. I'm reaching out to you in regards to customer service. Hi. It looks like my representatives had, like, suspended your account, and then I received a notification that you were asking for, like, a refund for this, the first month's payment.
Well, I want to get out of Local Splash completely because I was basically told by the sales guy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He said, hey, do you want to be on the top of Google? And I was like, hey, I don't want any sponsored ads. I always go past those. He's like, no, it's not a sponsored ad.
Mm-hmm.
You basically, there's an opening, like, right next to Google Maps, where
mm-hmm.
the top three, and
mm-hmm.
we can place you right there. We're only calling you because there's an opening right now. And it's
mm-hmm.
$300 a month. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Sign me up. And you get a free website, and you get a free Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
and all this other stuff. And I was like, oh, that sounds like a good deal. Boom, boom, boom. Did it all. And then coming to find out, I'm not on Google Maps, and there is no opening, per se, on Google Maps. You
mm-hmm.
have to get up there by whatever.
Well,
so
each Google partner is only supposed to work with one guy per industry per area. So there's got to be some truth to that because, you know, we have to have a listing available within our company in order to bring you on. If we're working with another electrical contractor in this area, then we wouldn't be able to work with you. You get what I'm saying? So that definitely would make sense that he would say that. Especially
That he would lie and say that I could get put on Google Maps.
Yeah,
say,
I mean, our company's been around
eventually.
For 20 years doing that. You know what I mean? So everybody.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, no, it's not lying. It's the truth. But there's obviously things that are hindering. Well, yeah. I mean, there's more to it than just, oh, stick you up there. You know, you have to be Google verified.
Well, then don't tell me that you're going to stick me up there and then you don't put me up there.
Well, you have to be Google verified. So you do have to cooperate in order for us to put you up there. We can't just stick you up there. You know, you have to have Google verification. It's the same process
mm-hmm.
for every single person that's up there, you know? So I think where maybe what's getting misconstrued there is you think that we could just flip a switch and chuck you up there rather than actually do optimization.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And,
yeah. So I was told that I could just be put up there, which is true. So
yeah. No, it
I
is true. And
time.
That's what they're working towards. But I can understand that.
How, like, eventually getting up there one day, I can do all this myself. I mean, you guys made me the website, and then I went through and redid it all. The Facebook ads look like shit, so it's like, the only thing I was buying was you guys put me up on the Google Maps, and he made it seem like it was going to just be put up there instead of, you know, doing a bunch of stuff that I could just do myself.
Well, there's definitely work that goes into it, but a Google Places placement's not going to be achieved without knowing the exact algorithm that Google's requesting for you to get up there. You know what I mean? So the company definitely has that. We've always, you know, had that. As far as being a Google partner, that comes with our certifications. Let me see where you're at with your profile. Google listing created, client added, Facebook added. My site updated ad with new images. Okay, that was on 2022. Google business page. Optimization complete and post. Yeah, so you didn't even get your optimization completed until 1/4. So that's 5 days ago. The next, and then when they go to publish, the next day on the 5th, there was a suspension because of a cancellation request. So literally before the next payment was due, your optimization was completed and ready to be posted, and then you put in a cancellation request. So all of our sales, they record the calls. At the end of the call, they do a voice verification with you where they recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up because they have to get through a verification process. It's not any different for any business that signs up for a first page placement. You have to go through the verification. You have to get the site set up. We have to get the Facebook set up. So the point with the site is they like create a rough draft and then they ask you to make revisions, and it usually takes about 30 days in order to even get the website looking how you want it to look, go through the revisions, get the Facebook ads looking how you want it to look. So first month's just ironing out the kinks, and then month two you're supposed to evaluate it, you know? And it looks like you pulled the plug on it like right before the next payment was due. And the next payment was due on the 6th, and you pulled the plug on it on the 5th. They suspended it.
Okay. So when do I get onto Google Maps? I mean, saying that there's a placement to get right there, correct?
Yeah, correct.
So, but that never happened. And then, you know, and that's why I'm, like, trying to figure out what is going on. Like, do I not get up there at all? So, like, I was pretty annoyed. And then trying to talk to somebody, they just keep sending me off to somebody else. And, hey, we'll contact you in 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So, like...
Yeah.
If I do get up
so
there,
you remember, we send you a written agreement called the subscription terms, and it says right in the subscription terms, and it's still in your email too. You signed off on it. It says 30 to 45 days from sign up to see yourself up there. We didn't even make it to the 30 day marker. Yeah. We document everything, send it over to you. It goes to you, it gets forward, CC'd to the Google, it goes directly to, we have it on file. So it's, I mean, it sounds like, you know, you committed to a month, and then before the actual publishing came around, the account looks like it was suspended or canceled. At this moment, it's showing as
yeah,
it is canceled.
And I didn't cancel it. I put in a request for somebody to tell me what's going on because I want to cancel it, you know, because I was told that I was going to be up there, and then, you know, I'm not going to read the agreement or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
any of the Google partners, you know, I mean, it's never a flip of the switch thing, you know, so I don't, it's never, it always takes, you know, we're actually the fastest when it comes to it because we're a premier partner and we're right next to Google. And so it's usually 30 to 45 days on every account. As far as them not explaining it at customer service, I can understand how that would be off-putting. I'm looking currently for your GMB. Give me 1 second here. And you said the website doesn't look how you want it to look either?
No, it does now. I mean, like, that's the whole thing. Like, the website, the Facebook ads, all that, it's, you know, you guys just put a regular website together, and then I edit it, which I did.
Yeah,
but
that's usually how it is. I mean, we don't know exactly what you want. So pretty much what we do is we have like a template, and then we ask you for revisions, like what do you want to change about it. So we have like a starting point.
I don't have any issue with the website or anything like that.
Okay.
My problem was with – the only issue I had was being told that I was going to be put on Google Maps, and I guess it wasn't explained to me that it was going to take, you know, 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
But so – you're telling me that I will get there, but can you, like, run me through the process real quick on how you get to that position?
Yeah. So first, you have to get your PIN verification, which I believe you already went through, right? You got that PIN in the mail, and then there's a form you fill out that they send you at point of sale. It'll ask you photos for Google verification. You fill that form out, and that gets submitted to Google. Once you're Google verified, then we're able to go into your Google business profile. You add us as manager, and then we can do the optimization. But if we don't get the go-ahead on, like, verification from Google, right, then we can't – well, it does say you're Google verified, actually, on the back end here. But if we don't have that done, then we can't post you. So that's why we say, hey, it takes 30 to 45 days. You know, try it for at least 2 months when you first sign up. But it is month to month. You're not actually binded to a contract that says you have to do it for 2 months. You know, a lot of our clients are able to, like, get us those forms back very quickly, get their PIN in 5 to 7 days, and they get up and running before that 30 to 45 days. But we always put in the paperwork and at point of sale that it's 30 to 45 days before you'll actually start to see any results from the campaign and be able to see yourself up there. So we want you to give it at least 45 or that 2 month period before you actually evaluate it from a return on investment perspective. We didn't even make it to the end of the first 30 days. So it's like they started doing a lot of legwork on it. You know what I mean? They're making headway on the site, getting the Facebook ads going, getting the Google verification going. And then we had the cancellation request. So they just kind of stopped everything.
But I'm wondering how the Google works. So you're saying I get put on to the top three of Google Maps, right?
Yeah, it's first page placement in the Google Maps. So it would be the guys right next to the map there on the first page.
And when does that happen? I mean, is that something that just happens over time, or is that something
no.
that's placed there?
No, yeah, you end up getting placed there because Google, it used to be that you could do SEO back in the day where it's like you can go in there and do your own backlinks and meta tagging. And eventually you could get up to that first page, but you're in such a population dense area where we also have people doing Google Guarantee. So the only way to actually get on the first page for this area is to have access to the Google algorithm. You need to be working with a Google partner, like Same Day Electric. You know, those guys are working with a Google partner, Electric Now, AME Electric Inc. It's the only way you get up there. So we're a premier Google partner. We're the highest rated Google partner in the industry. Nobody's going to be able to outperform what we're providing for you, especially at the rate. You know, everybody that you look up there is actually paying about double. So what it would cost you for, you know, 2 months is what they're paying for 1 month. You know?
Well, what do I get with that? I mean, like, if everybody else is partnered...
Yeah, you're on a platinum bundle.
One, two, three.
So you have more than just the local SEO and the Google Places placement. You know, you have Facebook ads, you have my site, you have our directory submissions, you have, you know.
I know, but I'm, like, the Facebook ads don't look good. Like the Facebook ads, like, I just made Facebook ads myself, which is, like, a messenger campaign. I'm getting dropped left and right.
Right.
You know, you guys just, which doesn't matter. Like mm-hmm. obviously, you can message them and have them change stuff and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, on the Google side of it. Like,
uh-huh.
you're saying that it'll get placed on the top three.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that, like, a
guarantee? Well, this may be
like
a top recommended option next to the map.
Next to the map. Is that a guarantee, like, that I'm going to be on that top three because that's what I'm paying for? Or am I paying for to try to get me as high as I can depending on, like, the day and this and that?
Yeah, because making it to that placement, I mean, 1, 2, and 3, once you achieve that placement, it's going to be based on the location of the end searcher. So it's going to rotate, you know, your positioning based off of the location of the end user. They're closer to you, then obviously they're going to see you higher up in that group. As far as, like, your Google Maps, your verification, it's saying it's done. Google Places, it's saying that it's done. Just the account was suspended. So it's usually 30 to 45 days. That's what they put in writing in your subscription terms, and you still have that in your email. Like, oh, wait 30 to 45 days before you're able to evaluate it, which means, you know, get up there, have your placement, start being able to receive phone calls from it. We didn't make it to that point, so that's why you never see yourself up there, and that's why you're full of this, like, I doubt it, it doesn't work, I hate it, you know what I mean? We haven't allotted it the amount of time that it takes to actually complete this process.
Which is, I mean, I was told I'm paying for a placement on Google Maps. You know, so, like,
yeah.
I didn't read the
Everybody
plan.
That has a placement on Google, Cody, has to go through this process. They have to go through the setup period. They have to get Google verified. They have to get their site up and running, their Facebook up and running. We have to complete the optimization, and then we can post you. You know, but we're not getting to that point. So that's the thing.
I know, but I'm asking about, are you going to place me there? Like, you know, is this you guys, hey, we're going to work on your Facebook ads, we're going to do this.
As of right now, no, because...
Let me finish my question. Hold on. I just want to make it as clear as possible. Do you guys place me on Google Maps, or do you guys just kind of work the back end and helping me, like, push the business forward to get up there as high as I can, but you don't guarantee that I'm going to be on Google Maps?
Yeah, I can't say guarantee. We're not allowed to say guarantee for Google Places placement because there's actually a product called Google Guarantee, and those are the guys that are at the very top of the screen, and it says Google Guarantee next to them, like Same Day Electric and Right Now Electric. So they don't allow us to say guarantee for Google Places placement. You'd have to actually be in the Google Guarantee campaign, which is a pay-per-lead campaign, in order for me to guarantee, you know. So they say 30 to 45 days in order to have you in that Google Places section, right?
Which would be a maybe, not... You guys are just going to place me on the top three.
Every client that I've ever signed up for Google Places placement, and this is just in my term, you know, I can't speak for every rep that signs somebody up in here. Even the rep that originally signed you up, I could speak on his behalf too. They all get up there. It's the timetable, you know. We're a Google partner, so we don't even call out unless we have a spot available within your industry and area to ensure the exclusivity that we're only working with you. So, like, Same Day Electric is working with another Google partner. I could still see their campaign, exactly what's happening, what they're doing, but it's not us that's hosting that placement. And then, obviously, they have the same exclusivity clause where they're only supposed to work with Same Day Electric for this area. You get what I'm saying? So, as far as like guaranteeing you a position or a spot, it shouldn't have been painted that way. We have positions available within our company, but we don't go, oh, you know, this is a, you know, spot right here. We're going to place you right here. You're going to be into the number two guy. It doesn't work that way. They say,
yeah, that sounds old.
No, that's not right. I'm going to have to pull that.
Even with that first phone call.
Yeah.
That would talk, because I was like, I don't really want to do any of that, the paid ads or anything like that. And like, oh, no, we put you, like, you know where Google Maps is, like, we put you right there.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Oh, like, we have a place open, that's why I'm calling.
Within
you.
Our company, yeah.
We're gonna
no,
put
that's...
You there. And then, like, oh, correct. We'll get you there.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to put you there. We're going to do whatever we do to maybe get you there.
Well,
you know,
no, you'll,
you know
you'll get there. I mean, the only way to achieve that placement for your business is to be working with a Google partner. We're a premier Google partner. So it's like, if we can't do it, nobody can. You get what I'm saying? As far as getting your business listed on the first page, if your goal is to have your business listed on the first page, you're in the right place. You know, that's the only way that's going to happen with Google Places. There is no SEO that you can do on your own, or some other company is going to be able to provide you that's going to get you higher ranked or a better result or in this Google Places section than us. It's not going to happen. Even the company that Same Day Electric is working on, if you go to the Google Partner directory, they're ranked below us in the Google Partner directory, you know. So you're literally working with the highest rated Google partner in the United States. Like, it doesn't get any higher. But the problem is, you know, I think there's this image of like, hey, flip a switch, I get this spot. You know, that only happens with Google Ads or Google Guarantee campaigns. Those ones do rotate. These Google Places placements are great because you don't pay-per-click or lead like those placements. And they don't rotate like off that first page. Once you're on the first page, you're on the first page. It could rotate based on the location of the end user, but once you achieve that first page placement, the problem is like we didn't even get through to the point of completing placement verification and everything before the account was stopped, and that's why you're not achieving it now, not seeing yourself up there now. I have zero doubt that if that request for cancellation didn't happen, they would have continued to work on it, and you'd be able to see your business on the first page of the search results.
Okay. Well, I think I'm just pretty upset about like the way it was painted to me about, hey, you're going to be placed there, so
okay.
Let me calm down, think about this, and then can I give you a call back?
Yeah, so what they did, okay, so it's suspended right as of right now, and it's going to stay suspended until we hear from you, right? They can't bill you again or do any work on it for that matter, so it's basically just frozen where everything's at until we hear back from you.
So what about my website and Facebook page and all that?
Yeah, I mean, we're not...
We're not
deleting your website or anything like that. We're not deleting the Facebook profile or anything like that. But the Facebook ads is actually reimbursed with what you pay for every month. So if you're not paying for it, then obviously you're not going to see the ads running for the Facebook.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So everything will still exist. Like we're just basically pausing where we're at, and then we're obviously not going to go work with somebody else in the area to take this until we hear back from you. But we do need to hear back from you within a reasonable period of time. If it goes on a couple of weeks,
like,
then we're just going to
a couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, I would give you a little more than a couple of days. I mean, I would wait at least a week, but still, you know, they want to make sure that the account's active and we're moving forward with having a business listed up there. We've already gone through a lot of it, but, you know, the payment was due on the 6th, and then that never happened. Oh. So if you do want to reactivate it, we do have to start with that $299 payment and then obviously move forward with it. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Let us know.
So when I'm paying you guys the $300 a month, and then I stop payment one day, what happens to like the website, the Facebook page, the Google account and everything like that? Like, do you guys just suspend it, leave that website there, or do I need to go build like a new website if I were to cancel?
Well, if there's a difference between like it's suspending because of a billing error. Like sometimes if somebody's payment declines, we don't just cancel their account and go find somebody else. You know, we try to talk to them and figure out what's going on, you know? That's why we're here right now. But if you wanted to actually cancel it, like you're like, hey, I'm not going to pay again, I don't want to do this anymore, then it's a $99 buyout just for the domain on your site. And if you want to keep the site, and then we part ways. If you don't want to keep the site or anything and you just want to cancel it, there's no like cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. They don't charge.
So I can buy out the website already made and
Keep it there. Yeah, this is all documented in your service agreement. In your email. So you signed up on 12/6. So I believe you go to your email. Yeah, it's called your subscription terms. So it outlines it too. Like there's a buyout option for the site if you want to keep the site but discontinue the service.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It goes over like and hosting then, and everything.
What about the Facebook page too? Is that...
You'll still have the Facebook page, but you just won't have any ads ran through it, and then we won't be added as manager anymore. So you'll still be able to... Because that has your business name, address, and phone number. Same thing with, like, your Google business profile. You'll still have all that stuff. So, like, the long-term benefits are still there of that $300 that you've invested to this point if you did discontinue it. You just won't have first-page placement ever.
So if I continue...
You're basically stuck at where you're at right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
No, I meant like if I do continue it. So if I continue the $300 and then, you know, maybe do it for a couple months, see how it works, and then I can like stop, pay out that website and keep it going.
Well, you'll still have your website, you'll still have your Google business profile, but you'll rotate off the first page of the search results.
Right. And then And then you have to wait for another opening if you were to, hey, I'm going to come back and do this again.
Yeah, because if we start working with another electrical contractor in your area, we have an agreement. It's part of our services. Like, it's a conflict of interest if I work with two of you guys in the same area. You know what I mean? So Google only allows each partner to work with one. So that way we're, like, competing against the other Google partner and not you competing against another competitor in the area working with the same company, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds kind of complex.
Can I give you a call back at this phone number, or do I need to do another phone number?
Yeah, so my name's John. I'm actually the director that signed you up.
Uh-huh.
Yep, so you should have my number attached to every text and email that you've gotten from our company.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, let me...
And I made it available for you to be able to contact me directly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Thanks, man.
All right. Thank you.